Today, you've joined hundreds of established and emerging writers who are discovering ways to reach their writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. You're listening to Ann Croker, Writing Coach. This is episode 60, the top 5 ways curiosity can ruin your writing. Curiosity can ruin my writing? What? I thought Ann Croker lauded curiosity as a key component to the writing life. She claims it's one way we can achieve our writing goals. Is she turning her back on curiosity? Has it killed the cat and now she's urging us to return to predictable poetry and lifeless prose? No worries, friends. Curiosity still fuels my creativity, and I'm still convinced that curious writers are generally more creative and productive and able to achieve their writing goals, all while having fun. But every once in a while, curiosity ruins my writing. And if you're not careful, it can ruin yours. First, what happens when we give in to an insatiable curiosity about our environment? We think we're sidetracked by interruptions and distractions, and those do exist, and they can be the issue, but distractions alone aren't always to blame. Sometimes what threatens my productivity or the depth of my ideas isn't the distraction itself, but my curiosity about the distraction. Even if someone else addresses the interruption and I didn't have to lift a finger from the keyboard, curiosity wonders, wait, who called? Who is that at the door? What's that noise? I wonder who wrote that song. Hey, who's he texting? Curiosity is behind that niggling feeling that asks, I wonder if I should open that email now or if it can wait. Isn't that my Words with Friends notification? And are there any chips left? I should check. So it's not only the distractions, it's our curiosity about the distractions that can create disruption, which can ruin my writing, or at least my writing session. Try asking a question out loud about your project to distract you from the distraction and bring yourself back to the work. It reminds your brain where to direct its attention, like, okay, what would make this section stronger? Or, what am I trying to say here about the topic? It re-engages you with the work. Another trouble area is a consuming curiosity about systems. This is like shiny object syndrome. You're curious to try a new organizational tool or productivity app, let's say, and you spend a few hours downloading it, messing around with it to understand how it works, then another hour moving all your information over to it, and then it's kind of slow because you're still adapting, and then just when you gain some momentum a week or a month later, you hear about another one and you find yourself drawn to give it a try. Maybe it's going to work better than the last one. And then you go through the process all over again. Productivity experts will tell you this about alluring systems. The best system is the one you actually use. Pick one. Commit. Don't worry if Trello's color scheme isn't your favorite or Evernote's tagging system feels a little cumbersome. If it's working pretty well, just stick with that. You'll be able to get to your work much more effectively if you can curb your curiosity next time someone, even someone like me, entices you to try something else. You want to be able to find your notes and your research, and that works best with something you use consistently. That leads to number 3, curiosity as a friend to the research process to a point. It can become a crutch and an excuse not to do the work of finally planning the piece and writing it. We research and research and research for a short story, a novel, article, or essay, following interesting tidbits that branch out to more and more interesting tidbits, driven by insatiable curiosity when you already had what you needed to get busy and write that story and meet the deadline that you missed because you spent hours hopping down those trails. Whether we're distracted by all the great information or maybe afraid to get to the work, there comes a time when you have enough. You have enough to write the story and meet the deadline. Another way we ruin our writing is by letting a consuming curiosity about techniques and form take the wheel. We can try out every possible way of telling the story, switching from one point of view to another and back again, insanely curious to see the events unfold through each character's eyes. When that happens for the 5th, 6th, and 7th time, we may need to tell curiosity to take a break, commit to just one approach, and finish. Don't misunderstand me, because revising a portion of your work to try out something else, another point of view, can serve as a useful creative writing exercise. and it might help you discover the very best way to tell your story. My concern is when curiosity takes over, and instead of letting the exercise serve the goal of completing a quality story, we let it distract us from finishing the work and sending it off. Resist the urge to continue with so many techniques, so many forms for your poem or your essay or your short story that you lose the heart of the piece altogether. The fifth way curiosity can ruin your writing is when you get so curious about other writers and their successes that you distract yourself from your own goals and your own success. We can look to others for inspiration and ideas, yes, but when we dig and dig to know what are they doing and how are they doing it and what got them there, it can shift something inside of us. We abandon our own desires and convince ourselves that their approach and their style and their values are stronger than our own. And you can end up imitating them, or you could even end up with a level of success in something that never really fit you in the first place. That can ruin your writing. Curb your curiosity about others if it causes you to crave or covet something that doesn't fit you. Be curious about yourself. What do you want? What makes you tick? After all, the better you understand yourself, the more you'll have to offer through your writing. That can serve your writing far better than a consuming curiosity about someone else. Curiosity can be lassoed to serve our writing projects and writing lives so we create our best possible work, but it can also send us off willy-nilly with no plan or accountability, distracting us from deadlines and keeping us from wrapping up projects. Don't let curiosity rule or ruin your writing. Make sure curiosity is working with you, not against you, and you'll produce strong writing on time that builds your body of work and makes you proud that you know when to stop and how to focus. I'm Ann Croker, cheering you on as a writing coach in your ear. Everywhere we may meet, at my website, on Facebook, Twitter, here on this podcast, or even in person, I'm always looking for ideas to share with you that will help you achieve your writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. Thank you for listening.